I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Seems like every place you look these days, people are complaining about the rising cost of fuel. In Europe, truck drivers are upset because diesel prices have jumped 20% since January. Truckers in Spain parked their rigs right in front of highway toll booths and blocked border crossings into France. Similar scenes have been playing out in other countries as well, not just in Europe. In India, for example, bus drivers in Indian-controlled Kashmir started a work strike of their own today. They're demanding increased government subsidies on fuel to help them out. Meanwhile, in this country, the soaring price of fuel is increasingly becoming a campaign issue. Today, the presumptive Democratic nominee, Barack Obama, said he would impose a tax on windfall profits earned by big oil companies such as ExxonMobil. Senator Obama also spoke of the need to invest in alternative energy sources. Republican Senator John McCain said immediately suspending the federal tax on gas and diesel would bring relief sooner. There are signs that the distress is influencing one of the world's big oil producers, Saudi Arabia. Today, the Saudis called for a summit of oil-producing and oil-consuming nations to find a solution to what was called unjustified price hikes. The Saudis also promised to work toward guaranteeing the availability of oil supplies. And there are signs that they have slightly increased production of oil in response to repeated requests by President Bush. The World's Katie Clark reports that this is increasing the strain on an already strained relationship between Washington and Riyadh.
The U.S.-Saudi relationship has been described as one of America's most important, enduring, and complex connections in the Middle East. The simple description goes something like this. America relies on the Saudis for oil, and the Saudi royal family relies on the U.S. for military protection in a very unstable part of the world. The first Gulf War was probably the high point in that relationship, says Chaz Freeman. Freeman was U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia at the time.
It enlisted American military strength in, from the Saudi perspective, in support of Saudi regional security objectives and reduced Saddam Hussein to a size where he could once again be balanced at the regional level, primarily by Iran.
But after 9/11, a lot changed when Americans found out that the majority of hijackers came from Saudi Arabia and that a radical Islamist vision was being promoted by some Saudi religious leaders. Freeman says the U.S. political establishment vilified Saudi Arabia, and Freeman says the special relationship is off course.
I don't see this administration doing anything significantly different in the remaining 7 months or so. As for the next administration, neither presumptive candidate at this point has offered any fresh vision of policy in the region or reached out to Arabs.
If Washington were to reach out, it's not clear if anyone would listen. In yesterday's edition of the English Language Daily, Arab News, a typically moderate newspaper, an editorial blasted the Bush administration for what it describes as bringing death and chaos to Iraq on the basis of lies. Conservative commentators have always viewed Saudi Arabia more as a rival than a friend. Daniel Pipes runs the Middle East Forum. He says recent events have only strengthened his belief.
With the great surge in oil income to Saudi Arabia and the other oil exporters, they have a new sense of confidence that they represent an alternative, a country that sees itself as representing a wholly different approach to organizing society.
In other words, all that money means the Saudi royal family has no reason to listen to pleas from Washington to reform its politics or change social policy. And as Pipes sees it, Saudis won't act to ease the oil crunch.
The historical record shows that the Saudis have been able to increase and decrease oil production in concert with their understanding of their interests.
For his part, President Bush acknowledged today that energy prices were high, and he reiterated his position that the United States should increase domestic oil production. For The World, this is Katie Clark.